You may have seen this video from July 28th making the rounds on social media. It shows an unarmed, clearly distressed man named Joseph Santos approaching Lehigh County Police Officer Jonathan Roselli before Roselli shot him 5 times, killing him instantly. Santos was acting erratically and attacking cars on Hamilton Boulevard near Dorney Park in South Whitehall Township, Pennsylvania, hitting windows and hanging on bumpers. Officer Roselli is now on administrative leave, and he faces voluntary manslaughter charges.
We want a home where children are protected by our criminal justice system, not a casualty of it depending on their skin color.
This past Sunday, advocates held an interfaith memorial service in support of Santos and to condemn shootings of unarmed minorities by white police officers. Santos is Latino, Roselli is white. At the same time, just a few miles from the memorial, another group of protesters gathered near the site of the shooting in support of police. NewsWorks Tonight producer Shai Ben-Yaakov covered both events Sunday and joins me now. Shai, safe to say it was no coincidence these events were scheduled for the same day and time.
Yeah, it would be hard to believe. Make the Road Pennsylvania, which is a nonprofit that advocates for Latino communities, and they called for this interfaith memorial service. And in response to that, it seems, this group called Back the Blue announced this rally. Clearly, it was a counter-protest, and that really has set these sides up to be in opposition.
Shai, it seems like these two opposing groups were digging in their heels and sticking to their slogans.
Yeah, on the face of it, that's exactly what it was. I think anybody who attended the memorial service heard a lot of people calling for racial justice and end to police-involved shootings of minorities. And, you know, at the Back the Blue protest, what you saw was just a sea of these black and white American flags with the blue stripe down the middle that signifies support for the police. But Dave, what I think is really interesting here is that if you dug down a little bit and talked to people, particularly at that police protest, what you saw were some nuances and diversity of opinion that you might not have gotten if you just read the signs and heard the honking horns.
Yeah, but Shai, I'd bet it's tough to discern diversity of opinion at this kind of a highly charged rally. What's an example of nuance?
Well, I talked to one protester there named Peter Ramstein, and he basically says, police officers put their lives on the line. We have to give them the discretion to make a judgment call in a tough situation.
I saw a police officer doing his work job. I saw a man not complying to law enforcement. I saw a very honorable and respectful police officer do something that no cop wants to do.
But then I went and talked to Melissa Schneck, and she had a similar message, but with one important difference. And I asked her whether the officer should have been charged.
I'm going to let a judge and jury decide that. I'm here to support our police. I think too many people are coming down on our police, and I don't think it's right.
Yeah, so right there, she's saying, yes, I think police should have discretion, but let's let a judge and jury examine all the evidence and come to a conclusion. And I thought that at least opened the door to the possibility that this officer did something wrong.
Was Melissa an outlier at this rally?
Maybe, but I want you to hear from another man I spoke with. His name is John Hudak, and he was out there supporting the rally. And at first he had a similar message, I think.
I just want to support the police. You know, I mean, they've got this guy buried already, and hasn't had a trial or anything.
Yeah, support the police, let the justice system playing out. But after talking with him for a little while, I could see him start to wrestle with this issue in his head. And eventually, he seemed to sort of admit that this was what he called an ifsky thing.
The guy obviously had problems. If I'd have been a cop, I'd have probably, tasered him. They didn't try to taser him. Or, you know, shoot him in the foot or shoot him in the legs just to bring him down. If I was so afraid, I'd have sat in my damn police car and waited for backup.
And in fact, that's exactly what Joey Santos' family and community leaders said after the shooting. Why didn't Officer Roselli use a taser? Why didn't he use pepper spray? Why did he immediately resort to deadly force? So I think this was a pretty surprising thing for me to hear at this protest, that one of the protesters really ends up making the same argument as the Santos family and social justice advocates.
Shai, do you have a sense that these two groups that were literally shouting at each other across town could have instead sat down and discussed their differences?
Well, I don't know if I would go that far, but clearly there was room for some people to sit down and say, okay, here's what happened, and debate the incident, which everyone acknowledges was tragic. I've covered a lot of protests over the years, Dave, and in general, I think a very loud message like this doesn't leave much room for people to actually talk And that's a shame, because had these people been able to sit in a room together, they may have come away with a new opinion, or at least a little bit of understanding of the humanity of the other side, which really seemed lacking in this case.
Thanks, Shai.
Thank you, Dave.
NewsWorks Tonight producer Shai Ben-Yaakov.